The Front Page, the current production of the Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill, is a scathing satire of the media. Frankly, it hits a little too close to home for us, so we asked Mike Munger, the chair of the Political Science Department at Duke University, to go, and he came back with this.
"What is truth?" said Jesting Pilate, and would not stay for an answer. If you have heard that little snippet, you may have read Francis Bacon. More likely, though, you've watched the Frank Capra classic, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. In that movie, one of the hard-bitten, seen-it-all reporters gives us the line, making fun of Mr. Smith's naive view of government and all of life, for that matter. Now imagine a story written not about Mr. Smith, but about that newsman. Move him to Chicago in the late 20s, and let's meet all his friends. And take Honorable Mr. Smith, or anyone like him, completely out of the picture. You'd have the new production at Playmakers. Front page. There may be a truth here, but no one cares about it. Pilate? Well, he'd feel right at home. There's an interesting story behind this script. The writers, Ben Hecht and Charles MacArthur, apparently set out to expose the seamy side of the newspaper business of the 20s. And there's plenty to expose. Never mind what is truth. These characters are over the edge on what is moral, or even what is legal. What makes the play work is that we have to like these guys, or at least some of them, in spite of ourselves. It turns out to be a buddy play between the hotshot reporter Hildy, played with real style by Grant Goodman, and his hated but needed boss, Walter Burns. Mike Genovese, in a show-stealing turn. The thing I liked about the play is his unapologetic delight in the sleaze, the flaws, and the dirt of the newspaper business. Mr. Burns, the boss, is half-father figure and half-Satan. He'll use anyone. He has no moral compass whatsoever. In the end, though, we recognize one of the tropes of comedies about the news business. This is Lou Grant, stomping around the newsroom fully 40 years before a Mary Tyler Moore ever worked as a cub reporter. And then, in the end, maybe not. Maybe Mr. Burns isn't so good-hearted after all. Maybe he recognizes something in Hildy, something not altogether admirable or good, but something rare. Hildy has to make a choice between a life as a reporter with all its boredom, adrenaline rushes, and compromises, and a life of domestic bliss. His wife-to-be does nothing wrong, yet we have the unsettling feeling that maybe Hildy is leaving her for something he'd never be happy without. Newspapers and the media more generally are subversive of power. Reporters' jobs are to ask questions, to get the whole story, and to challenge authority. The question that this play presents us with is the question I think of whenever I happen to watch Fox News on politics, or Geraldo Rivera on any subject, or for that matter see Dan Rather using fabricated documents to get a story that he knew, just knew in his heart, was essentially true. The question is this: when does the media cross the line from subverting tyranny to corroding the social order? Front Page was ahead of its time. A thoughtful comedy is one where you laugh and then cringe at yourself for having laughed. No matter how much we get fooled or abused, there's some fundamental humanity and devilish charm that make these characters work for us, just as they seem to work for each other. In the end, it isn't clear just what is truth. But it is clear that our reporter Hildy has to stay for an answer.
Mike Munger is the chair of the Political Science Department at Duke University and reviews plays for us here at The State of Things. Playmakers' production of The Front Page runs through October 30th. And for today, that's The State of Things. Thanks for listening. If you have a comment, you can drop us an email at sot@wunc.org. Support for The State of Things comes from listeners who support North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Frank Stachow.